POTUS Trump's Vegas trip could lead to blanket casino legalization. President Donald Trump's recent visit to Las Vegas has sparked discussions among industry experts about the potential for broader casino legalization across the U.S. His appearance at Circa Resort and Casino last weekend was centered around his campaign promise to eliminate taxes on tips, a policy that would directly benefit workers in the hospitality and gambling sectors. During his speech at the event, Trump emphasized that America's economic decline was coming to an end under his leadership and highlighted the efforts of his administration to reverse policies implemented during Joe Biden's presidency from 2020 to 2024. He reinforced his commitment to supporting the gaming industry by reiterating his promise to abolish taxation on tips, a stance he credited with helping secure electoral support in Nevada. The American Gaming Association, AGA, praised Trump's engagement with the sector. Bill Miller, AGA president and CEO, emphasized that the president's visit demonstrated a strong commitment to revising the tax code in a way that supports job creation while ensuring that employees in the gaming and hospitality industries retain more of their earnings. Industry analysts believe Trump's firm backing of Nevada's casino economy could translate into broader gambling policy shifts across the country. With his administration signaling a focus on deregulation and economic growth, stakeholders see an opportunity for a more favorable federal stance on casino expansion. Trump's long-standing interest in the gaming industry further fuels speculation that his administration could take steps to relax federal restrictions and allow for greater state-level autonomy in casino operations. Trump's legacy includes casinos. For nearly a decade, Trump has expressed interest in establishing a casino in Miami, Florida. However, political obstacles, including opposition from state leaders such as Governor Ron DeSantis, could complicate efforts to bring new gambling enterprises to the state. Discussions around a potential crackdown on ballot initiatives in Florida may further challenge the feasibility of such a project. Trump has a history of involvement in the casino industry, having owned and operated properties in Atlantic City and New Jersey. Since 2015, he has sought to expand into Florida, a pursuit that became a point of contention during his 2016 presidential campaign. At the time, former Florida Governor Jeb Bush accused Trump of attempting to influence state gambling regulations through campaign donations, an allegation Trump denied. With his second term as president underway, the gambling industry is watching closely for potential policy changes that could impact casino operations nationwide. Analysts suggest that Trump's stance on tax relief for the gaming sector could pave the way for expanded gambling opportunities across the country, with states and private enterprises benefiting from fewer federal restrictions.